Hello.
Hi, this is Alfred from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. What is your zip code?
11211.
Okay. Just to confirm, 112111. Excuse me?
How long will this take?
It will be in no time.
Okay.
This is a real quick survey.
Okay.
Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm female.
Okay. What is the year of your birth?
1954.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay. What is your race?
White.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Master's.
Okay. For whom did you vote in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was able to vote. President Trump.
Okay. As you may know, there will be elections for President U.S. Congress and other state and local officers this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not?
I will certainly vote.
Okay. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and 10 means you are extremely motivated.
10.
Okay. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10.
That's really difficult. Okay, I say 5.
Okay. Please write how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. And allow me to read. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree? Excuse me?
I strongly agree.
Okay. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matters to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate it is matter a lot, matter somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. And allow me to read. Protecting abortion rights.
Matters a lot.
Okay. Election for Congress. House of Representatives of the Senate.
Matters a lot.
Protecting LGBTQ rights.
Matters a lot.
The presidential elections between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Matters a lot.
Thank you. Let's move on to the next one. We knew people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, will you say, and allow me to read, it can be nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will, it is commitment I will vote, I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote. And allow me to read once again, protecting abortion rights.
I will vote. I will most definitely vote.
Okay. Election for Congress, House of Representatives, or or designate.
I will most definitely vote.
Protecting LGBTQ rights.
I will most definitely vote.
The presidential elections between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
I will most definitely vote.
Let's move on to the next one. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote? Or are you undecided or some other option?
I will vote for President Trump.
Okay. If the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, a Chirsari, or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
I haven't seen that who's running. I'm sorry, I just don't know.
Okay. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote?
I have to know what I'm choosing. I don't know who's running against whom, but I'm a Democrat. I don't know what that means. Because I feel the Democrats have ruined this country.
Okay, so allow me to read the...
I will be undecided.
Just allow me to read the available options for this survey in this question. It is, excuse me?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Democratic candidate, Republican candidate, third party or independent candidate, or will not vote?
Okay, Democrat.
Okay. If you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much motivated would you be to vote in 2024 elections? Are you, and allow me to read, much more motivated, somewhat more motivated, no change, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated, or will not vote?
No change.
Okay. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard, and allowed me to read, a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
I don't know anything about Proposition 1. I'll have to look it up.
Okay.
Is that to do with sanctuary cities?
Excuse me?
Is that to do with sanctuary cities?
Right now we're focused on Prop 1.
And is Prop 1 to do with sanctuary cities?
I'm just able to read the questions from the survey.
That's all right. I understand.
Okay. Let's continue with the next one. Here is the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November.
Okay.
Add certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. Now, adds anti-discrimination provision to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers healthcare and autonomy. A, yes, both puts this protection against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A, no, both leaves these protections out of the state constitution. And now, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or are you undecided? Or would you not vote?
No, I will vote no.
Okay.
It's unnecessary. We already have many protections for our civil rights.
Okay.
It's unnecessary every day of the week to make a new protection for civil rights when my civil rights are being denied every single day by 15 million illegal immigrants coming here and getting complete accommodations for which our economy cannot sustain.
Okay.
So do you realize that this Proposition 1 that's being pushed by this company that you're representing is an oxymoron, meaning a contradiction in terms? But please go on, because I have a time quotient here.
Okay.
No, I'm just explaining to you as a human being, one human being to another. That's all. I realize it's not going into the survey.
All right. Now, based on your read on this amendment, do you think this amendment would, and allow me to read, strengthen protection for New Yorkers with disabilities? Take in consideration that you can choose more than one in this one. No, let me start from the beginning. Strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, give voting rights to immigrants, strengthen voting right protections, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, prohibit housing discrimination, prevent discrimination based on age, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, provide protection on the basis of gender, remove parents' right over their children's medical decisions.
Wait. Are you saying all of that is in that Proposition 1? There's a possibility that that will take place if we vote for Proposition 1. Is that what you're saying? I kind of lost the question there.
Okay. This is based on...
Ask the question, please, again.
Okay. More than glad to read you once again. Based on your read on this amendment, so do you think this amendment would? And I can read each of them, and you can stop me when you think one may apply.
No, I don't believe that this is what we need. I don't believe it's necessary. I believe this is a ruse to get the ability for immigrants to be able to vote. I could not vote if I walked into Mexico tomorrow. I don't know why people who come across the border should be handed a registration packet for voting. That's what this is about. No, I do not think we need that. In fact, I think that'll be the ruination of this country, that we're talking about global Marxism. That's what these people are pushing. I am not a Marxist. I believe in social justice very deeply. I've worked for it all my life. I do not want to be a Marxist, and I do not want to be under global Marxism. I do not want Red China, Russia, and Iran telling me what to do, and I'm very angry that the Democrats paid $360 billion to Iran so that they could make terrorism all over the world. That's how the Democratic Party is succeeding. That's how they have all this money, because they got a portion of that money. But that money went to Maine, kill and disable people. So if they were really interested in the disability of people, they would not do that. So no, I don't believe in Proposition 1. It's a complete lie predicated on global Marxism and the destruction of the American middle class, the complete and total annihilation of the American middle class, which they think they're going to steal every asset that the American middle class has acquired through hard work most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Since I'm doing this survey,
I'm not for any of that. There is no reason. There are plenty. There's an ADA, Americans for Disabilities Act. There's no reason that this has to keep coming forward. All of this is based on a desire for a racial war to divide the American people and to make them poorer and weaker.
It's no race war. There's no discrimination on this level, that every day you have to pass a new law about discrimination. People have to go to work. And that's another thing that the Democrats are stopping. They're paying people not to work. And I admire you, sir. You're working. Not everybody is working. They're just sitting. Nobody can get ahead if they sit, because they have to work for themselves. They are not able to sit and prosper in life. It doesn't work that way. I'm a very old woman. That's why I can say it. So please, could we go on?
Understood. Things that is necessary to pick at least one in order to continue with the survey.
Okay, go ahead. I'm supposed to pick one. That why I think Proposition 1 is important. I have to pick one. Is that what you're saying?
And yes, your opinion is necessary. The thing is that once I'm reading this part of the survey, it's necessary to select at least one in order to continue with the next question.
Okay, so I have to pick one that I think Proposition 1 would be able to protect the rights of. Is that what you're saying?
This is based only on the rate of this amendment. On what do you think about the amendment would?
Okay, so I don't really understand, because I think the amendment is phony. I don't understand how to answer.
Hold on, just a second. What can I do for you is to read the Prop 1 again, so you can have a better idea or perspective to answer the next question.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. The amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November adds certain protection to the State Bill of Rights, adds anti-discrimination provision to the state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive and healthcare and autonomy. So, allow me to read the question. Based on your read on this amendment, do you think his amendment would? And I will read each of them, and you can stop me anytime. Strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities?
No.
Okay,
am I able to keep answering like no if I think no?
It's necessary to pick one in order to continue.
Oh, okay.
Now, give voting rights to immigrants, strengthen voting right protections, put protections for abortion into the state constitution, prohibit housing discrimination, prevent discrimination based on age, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, provide protection on the basis of gender, remove parents' right over their children's medical decisions.
Okay, remove rights. That's what I think it would do. Remove rights of the parents over the children's gender decisions.
Okay.
So we got it. Thank you.
Now, knowing that this amendment will put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely vote no on this amendment? Or are you undecided?
I will vote no.
Okay. Compared to voting for president or Congress, I'm sorry, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights? And it is that somewhat or much motivated?
I'm not motivated to vote for that at all.
Okay.
Not predicated on Congress nor the presidency.
Okay. Next, I am going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree and 10 means you strongly agree. Now, allow me to read. It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination.
Number 10.
Okay.
I very much agree.
It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
Number 10.
Okay. The next one, it reads, we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
Number 10.
Okay. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
Number 10.
Okay. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
Number 10.
Okay. It's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
I don't know how to answer that. It makes no sense. No answer. Is there a no answer?
No, only for 0 to 10.
Oh, okay, 0.
Okay. We need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion.
10.
Everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose.
10.
The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
10.
Okay. Let's move on to the next one. We're almost done. Here is a short...
Forgive me, but I'm a little bit under the gun right now, but I want to help you. I want to finish. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, we're almost done.
You have a wonderful voice. Very, very beautiful. So.
Now, here is a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York's state constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At the moment in time when we are seeing state governments and courts walk right backwards, this proposal solidifies protection within our state constitution. This amendment will add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Now, hearing this, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or are you undecided? Or would you not vote?
I would not vote for this amendment.
Okay. Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It's okay if your answers did not change. But once again, as you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably...
I'm certain to vote.
Excuse me?
I'm certain, sir. I will vote.
Okay. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or someone more convincing? Allow me to read. Statement A. This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It will strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has a special protection based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Now, statements B. These claims are false and it's just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity.
I don't know. I got a little bit lost. Please forgive me.
Not a problem.
I'm supposed to pick one of those as my characterization of Proposition 1.
Yes. The possible options are Statement A, much more. Statement A, somewhat more. Now, Statement B, so somewhat more. Or Statement B, much more. And I can read again if you need it.
I think I need it. I got lost completely. I'm not sure what they want from me. They want me to say if I think it's a good thing or not.
Okay. You just need to the following statement. Do you find more convincing?
Okay. Go ahead. More convincing. Okay. Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
The following statement. And then each time you make a statement, I have to respond, right? Is it more convincing or less convincing?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's start from statement A.
Okay.
This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our Constitution. It will strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operation without their parents' consent. This amendment...
Okay, somewhat convinced. I am somewhat convinced, yes.
Okay, it's necessary to read both statements so you can choose one single answer for this one.
All right, okay.
Okay. I was reading... this amendment has also special protections based on national origin. We will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. Now, I'm about to read Statement V. These claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protections in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from their government, no matter their race or ethnicity.
Okay, I will go with number A.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. Got it. Next, I'm going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means you think this is extremely motivating reason to vote in favor of Prop 1. 5 means it makes you think this is somewhat motivating, and 0 means you do not think it is motivating at all. So you may use any number between 0 and 10. Now, allow me to read. The government is supposed to work for the people, not discriminate against its citizens. by putting this perfection directly into our state constitution. We are holding all elected politicians accountable to this standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage of and discriminate against New Yorkers.
Okay, zero.
Okay.
I do understand. I understand.
Okay. Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which would impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo no matter what happens in November.
Zero.
Okay. Right now, the New York Constitution has loopholes that have left many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the right no abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of those with disabilities. This amendment will close those loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by the government.
Zero.
Okay. Since Roe v. Wade...
Are we almost done?
We're almost done. We're almost there.
Okay.
I will read them as quickly as I can. Now, since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. No more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it to the whims out of touch of politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the rights to abortion in the New York Constitution is the permanent layer of protection that's needed to stop that from happening.
Zero.
Okay. Let's move on to the next one. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, things change. It's okay if they did not, but once again, here is the text of Prop 1, an amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Add certain protections to the State Bill of Rights. Add anti-discrimination provisions to the state constitution. Cover ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A. Yes. But put this protection against discrimination in New York State Constitution. A. No. Both leaves this protection out of the state constitution. Now, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I would vote no.
Okay. After reading all of this information, are you more or less likely to vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, state, and local offices and ballot issues than you were at the start of this survey? And it is somewhat or much likely.
I am still intending to vote. Even though we had this conversation, I was not persuaded one way or the other.
Okay. So I'll allow me to read the options. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, no change, somewhat less likely.
No change.
Okay, understood. How motivated are you to vote in November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and 10 means you are extremely?
At 10, sir.
Okay. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight? Two, lesbian or gay?
I'm heterosexual.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
I'm single.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself as Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I'm a Democrat, but I'm an old-school Democrat.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status?
I'm retired.
Okay. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
30,000.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and your time.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
I also appreciate you. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you.
Thanks to you. Goodbye. Have a nice rest of the day.
And you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.